第四節，请听我读。等一下，那个耶稣雅记，等一下。我们看啊、我哋嚟睇诗篇五十六篇第四節。我依靠神，不必惧怕，血气支配能把我怎样呢？我哋将时间交俾罗姊妹嚟读经，佢读嘅经文系《约书亚记》第一章第一节到十八节。
各位弟兄姊妹平安，今天是读《约书亚记》第一章一到十八节。耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的手润的儿子约书亚说：我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地方。凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。从旷野和谢利巴伦，直到有法拉底河大河和人的全地，有到大海日落之处，都要作你们的境界。你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。于是约书亚吩咐百姓的官长说：你们要走遍营中，吩咐百姓说：当预备食物，因为三日之内你们要过这约旦河，进去得耶和华你们神赐你们为业之地。约书亚对里边人、加得人和马拉西半支派的人说：你们要追思耶和华的仆人摩西所吩咐你们的话，说：耶和华你们的神使你们得享平安，也必将地赐给你们。你们的妻子、孩子和牲畜都可以留在约旦河东摩西所给你们的地，但你们中间一切大能的勇士都要带着兵器在你们的弟兄前面过去，帮助他们。等到耶和华使你们弟兄像你们一样的享平安，并且得着耶和华你们神所赐他们为业之地，那时才可以回你们所得之地承受为业，就是耶和华仆人摩西在约旦河东向日出之地所给你们的。他们回答耶稣亚说：你所吩咐我们行的，我们都必行；你所差遣我们去的，我们都必去。我们从前在一切事上怎样听从摩西，现在也必照样听从你。唯愿耶和华你的神与你同在，如像与摩西同在一样。无论什么人违背你的命令， 不听从你所吩咐他的一切话，就必致死他。你只要刚强壮胆。愿神赐福大家。
感谢主，今天我们的颜长老和我们来分享神的话语。我认识颜长老16年了，是我来第一次来这里做工的时候，到现在他都是我的好长老。
各位弟兄早晨，大家好。我记得好耐前呢，我在来佬的公司，来佬即是 European 毫无比，是吗？来佬啊，我在做一个部分，在叫做 marketing manager， 讲富话是不是讲北塞经理啊？
不是北塞经理，不是
北塞经理咯。啊，因为日本嘅反译啦 ，marketing 呢样北塞经理又冇相关啊。北塞经理好 ，marketing 经理好。咧，我喺呢个部分咧，我就系专门卖喺外国个货卖入嚟咧，喺公司咁样，我个手下同埋我咧就出去落力去卖生意啦。
卖
啊，落力啊，落力去做啊。咁样咪容易近时咧，唔系好多。百货公司咧，同埋咩啊？你知啦，几十年前啊，好耐噶啦，我仲系好后生啊。
你都后生，而家都系后生。
啊，几靓仔下咁啊，咁啊，咁样就最紧要咧，近时啊入北京啊，北京系咪？咁样就美罗啦，啊美罗，仲有司机董啦，系咪？司机灯系司机董啊，咁样就多一几间系咁样噶。咁樣我哋會入手袋入嚟喎，嗰啲名貴手袋又唔係會出賣嗰啲20蚊、30蚊啊，起碼都百幾到千幾啊！你聽過馬尾未啊？馬尾手袋啊 ，horse hair 好真係好貴，千幾蚊，德國嚟嘅好真。咁樣一批貨入嚟咧，哇！我要真係有得震冇得瞓，唔係平噶，算慢噶呢啊，慢啊！一萬啊，好二萬啊，嗰啲批貨入嚟咧，咁樣我做呢個 marketing manager 啦，咁樣我就愛起手落力咧，我個下手同埋我落力啦，咁樣就去成日去做生意咯，啊做到七七八八，咁樣我有三個條件啊，三個條件內啊，最緊要我係啊，我講英文啦，一個係啊 trust 信任。OK， 第二个咧，我 confidence 系咪信心啊？
信心，系信心。
信心。咁样第三个我唔系第二个 ，sorry 啊，个信心。第二个我 patience 即系
忍耐吓，
忍耐。咁样第三个我信心。
哦。
So trust, patience 同埋 confidence 呢三个咧就好重要嘅对。我个责任嚟讲啊，吓咁样我就爱相信咧，我啲货咧入到嚟咧唔系渣嘅。嗱，你知有阵时喺外国啊、英国、美国啊、USA 喎，咁嚟到嗰时啊，唔系少嘅咩，一箱一箱喎，二十尺箱，好乸嚟嘅，好犀利嘅。咁样我相信佢哋嗰次做嗰啲生意啊，我订呢个 A 咧，你唔好俾我 B 啊，喂渣啦，喂大佬啊，咁样我订 A 你好俾我 A 喎，我订 C 咧你俾个 C， 你俾我 D 就系冇得救噶啦嗬，咁样我就爱 trust 佢哋啦 ，trust 咗就嚟咧个货仓咧，啊做呢个经理都系好艰难做啊，我就爱有个 confidence 啊。
信任
咧，我啲下手啊，落力去咪啊，我都爱去做生意啊，啱啊。咁样佢哋好话好唔好听，周围去嗰啲嘅大公司啊，食品啊，运去食品啊，北京啊，美罗啊，同埋嗰啲Metro 啊，就埋手袋咯，啊，咁样。唔係，我講唔係少啊！我賣到一個時期咧，就愛到賣到七七八八嘅。 你近时你唔好似话唔好听啊，你系呃我去火我个总经理啊 ，managing director 咧，啊，你慢慢等啊，因为啊，佢喺有个电机咁样一指一指咧，嗰种咁走晒出嚟噶，依个卖得几多，依个卖得嗰度几多啊，啱唔啱啊？走唔甩噶啦，系嘛？七七八八，咁样我有 trust 佢哋攞嗰啲货拢都系啱。第二咧，我就爱唔咗。驚啊！法文梗啊，成日咪嗰啲下手，你咪一多去搬，咁啊你拜拜啊，又唔啊你做工啊，跟住揾大事啊，唔打啲事啊，打嗰啲咯。所以我 patient 咁樣慢慢咁去做咯，哦，咁樣落落完賣到，咁樣第三個咧，咁我有一個 confidence 啊，佢哋入咁多貨咧，咁樣就賣咁多啦。啊，咁样讲完呢啲咧，再少少咧，咁样年尾咧，啊，有两件事发生噶喎。一件事咧，我哋做过做manager 经理咧，做得唔好咧，即是嗰啲个货都塞住货仓咧，系咪啊？咁样有古仔听，我开个门咧，喺嗰里面啲古仔听啊，因为古仔唔系好好听噶。啊，唔入意啊咩啊？呢度入啊，真系好艰难，因为你个货唔行得嘛，咁样嗰啲货系掉得喺度，边个买啊？啊咁啊，听古仔咯，哇，真系听到好痛啊，真系心啊！咁样如果听古仔咁样，佢闹啦，系嘛？佢闹话我，我咪话我下手，你话得到我下手啊？下手啊，咁啊，你拜拜啊！啊，咁样就好艰难啊，帮你做。啊，仲有一个条件好，如果总经理咧叫你入去个房咧。去唱山歌咧，哇！真係歡喜曬，因為咩？嗰啲貨行得好行啊！咁樣你年尾咧，你嗰啲紅色嗰啲紙咧，比較重少少，花紅啊，啊，比較重少少。咁樣即是我嚟做啲咁樣噶，講古仔講得多真係炒耳啊！嗬啊！咁樣又估唱歌仔俾你聽咧，啊，係拍你個膊頭啊！即係英文講 well done 啊，咁樣你個啊你個花紅啊 bonus 一般比較重少少嘅，咁樣出去買車咯，買新車咯嚇。啊，如果講姑仔講得多咧，啊面都冇曬啊嚇，咁樣就愛小心啲啊。哦，咁樣就咧，而家咁講咧 ，men of course ladies struggle in life。
喺講到人活在世界上咧就。好多時候有掙扎，在生活入面有好多嘅掙扎。
Now, evil struggle are widespread in our fallen world。
嗰啲罪惡咧，在呢個世界上咧，我哋知道就好普遍嘅。
But God is able to turn every circumstance around for our long-range good。
但係上帝咧，可以將呢啲唔好嘅嘢咧，轉變成為好咧，在我哋人生所行嘅長嘅路。
Note two。That God is not working to make us happy, but for to fulfill His purpose.
所以上帝所做嘅嘢咧，唔系俾我哋好欢喜啊，好高兴啊，唔系噶，佢系俾我哋咧，去完成上帝嘅心意，去爱我哋做啲咩，去成就呢件事。
Note also that this promise is not for everybody.
但系上帝呢个应许唔系俾每一个人嘅。
It can be claimed by those who love God.And are called according to His purpose.
上帝俾边一个咧？系边个？嗰个啲人系爱上帝，按着佢心意嚟行事为人嘅人。
Those who are called are those the Holy Spirit convinces and enable them to receive Jesus Christ.
就系上帝咧，藉着圣灵感动我哋，使我哋可以接受耶稣做佢个人救主嘅人咧。呢个嘢咧就难到我哋啦。
So such people have a new perspective.A new mindset on life.
咁呢啲人咧，佢由开始对人生观有新嘅睇法，甚至我哋嘅思想都会改变。
The reason is they trust God, not life treasure. They look for the security in heaven, not on earth. They learn to accept, not resent, pain, persecution because God with them.
所以上帝会咧。按照佢嘅，我哋按照上帝嘅心意嚟行事为人，我哋所睇唔系地上啊，我哋睇系天上嘅，因为我哋去 接受在地上，就算有逼迫呀、苦难嚟啦，我哋仍然咧嚟遵行上帝嘅心意。
Now it is difficult to trust God when you feel your resources slipping away。
特别我哋在生活当中，我哋知道咧，当我哋遇到困难，特别我哋所需要嘅嘢越嚟越少嘅时候，我哋去相信佢咧，系一件好难嘅事。
For example, when King Saul felt that time was running out, he became impatient with God's timing.
在教育圣经里面有一个人叫做咩呢？扫罗王。当他面对困难的时候，但是他觉得时间不够用的时候，他就开始没有耐心了。
One important thing we should realize, when faced with a difficult situation, do not allow impatience to drive you to disobey or trust God.
当我遇到这个困难的时候，不要让这些不忍耐的事呢使我们呢失去信靠我们的主。
You know, sometimes God often uses delays to test our obedience and patience in Him.
特别有时候上帝会用这个方法使我们在这个延迟解决你的问题的这件事上呢来训练我们的信心。
So when during tough time, difficult time, we may need to remember the crucial turning point in our past to help us through the present.
特别我们知道过去上帝用这样的方法，我们经历到上帝给我们学到这个忍耐，来帮助我们来面对将来我们所遇到或者现在所遇到的困难，可以来信靠祂。
You all know that memorials can help us remember God's past victories and gain confidence and strength for the present.
特别上帝给我们有记忆，你记得上帝过去怎样帮到你，现在祂都可以帮助我们面对将来的挑战。
You know why? Taking time for reflection allow us to focus our attention on God's goodness and strengthen our faith and trust God.
咁我哋就知道，当我哋遇到困难嘅时候咧，我哋嘅记忆可以帮助我哋，可以嚟专心嚟仰望我哋嘅主。
So sometimes we are so progress and future orientated, we fail to set aside time to recall that God has already done for us.
好多时候我哋忘记咗，我哋就想我哋得到呢啲将来会点样点样，忘记了上帝曾经为我们所做的一切的好事。
Remember this morning, brothers and sisters, remember what God has done for you or for us so that you may move ahead with thanksgiving, with gratitude.
所以当我们记得上帝为我们所做的一切，我们如果我们去感恩的时候呢，是一件好事。
And sometimes this need preparation or training is necessary in a job or task, for example, that we need to do.
所以这些训练是我们的生命当中一件爱我们一定要去做的事。
No, just like our Singapore National Service, we all know that it is compulsory when a male attains 18 years of age or when he finishes his OA or polytechnic, he will be called up for National Service.
就好像我们有一个义务这样。现在我们的撒老哥，如果我们的儿女呢，特别我们的男仔得18岁，或者去读晒这个 poly, 或者读个 OLE 或者 A-level, 他开始需要什么呢？义务去做兵，是吧？去受训练。
Similarly, Joshua was called up for his, as it were, national service when God told Moses that Joshua was to lead the Israelites to the promised land.
就好像呢，在圣经里面摩西同呢个约书亚，呢个上帝叫约书亚咧去做呢件事，吩咐佢系带领以色列入到呢个迦南地一样。
So you can see or you imagine that our national service is not something new。
所以我哋讲咯呢个做兵呢件事咧，所以我哋嘅国家入边或者我哋所熟悉嘅呢个环境入边，唔系一件新鲜嘅事，已经一路嚟都有嘅。
As early in the Bible times, we read that God used many of His faithful servants for leadership.
但我睇到圣经入边咧，我哋读到好多有关于上帝使用嗰啲咩咧，忠心嘅仆人嚟带领以色列人。
So let us take a closer look at what Joseph qualification when God commissioned him to be the next leader of a nation after the death of Moses.
咁今日我哋会继续嘅嚟详细嚟嚟睇上帝点样预备呢个接班人，就系呢个约书亚点样代替呢个摩西嚟带领以色列人。
In Numbers chapter 27, verses 18 to 23, the Lord instructed Moses to commission Joshua and give him some authority to Joshua in preparation for him to take over the leadership as Moses was getting old, and also someone had to take over his responsibility.
特别在这个民数记入边呢，这个27章18到23节这里是讲到一件事，就是讲到上帝怎样预备这个摩西的助手约书亚呢，预备他怎样接手这个摩西的工作来训练他。
Indeed, this is a very tough thing, indeed a challenge even for a man of Joshua's caliber.
但我们看到这件是一个很沉重的一件事，因为呢是一个人约书亚要去承受这个领袖的这个工作。
Now we all know that every job is a challenge, just like, you know, as a marketing manager. It's a challenge. Once the goods come into the store, I have to work very hard.
所以你知道每一个工作临到我们都是一个很重的一个工作。甚至我们知道这个呢，好似佢做呢个经理嘅时候咧，当货入嚟嘅时候，你去卖出去嘅时候，你去想好多，你做好多。
We thank God as Christian, God is with us, and therefore we should not be frightening at all.
但感谢主，我哋基督徒咧，我哋好感恩嘅一件事，就因为咧，上帝与我哋同在。
Because with God, it can be a great adventure.
我知道咧，当我哋知道神与我哋同在嘅，前面系一个好伟大嘅一个冒险。
And we need to believe if God was with Joshua, He is also with us today.
所以我相信呢，如果我相信上帝与约书亚同在，咁样上帝都会与我哋同在一样嘅。
And He will give us courage and strength to face new challenges.
咁样我哋就有信心去面对呢个新嘅挑战。
Let us remember, we may not conquer nations, but every day we face tough situations, difficult people and temptation.
咁我哋唔係去打仗，去同另一个国家打仗。但我哋每一日嘅生活当中呢，我哋都遇到系咪唔同嘅人，一啲难面对嘅人一样。但系我哋相信神会帮我哋。
And in fact, these are very difficult things to face if God is not with us.
如果上帝冇与我哋同在，我哋好难去面对呢个困难㗎。
However, we thank God that God promises that He will never abandon us or fail to help us. By asking God to help to direct, we can conquer many of life's challenges.
我就知道上帝咧不会撇下我哋，佢会帮助我哋，使我哋面对挑战，甚至我系得胜呢啲挑战。
And this was what happened to Moses. All right, the Israelites keep on.Nagging, and God just looked to Moses, just looked to God for strength.
但我知道啦，以色列出埃及嘅时候，成日都咧一时埋怨讲好多嘢啊，整到呢个摩西好烦啊。但系摩西都系仍然仰望上帝。
So in the case of Joshua's experience, he possesses very two important qualifications.
我睇到啦，约书亚咧，佢有两个一定需要嘅条件啊，条件。
Number one，
第一
，Joshua was Moses' personal aide for 40 years. Certainly during these years, Joshua had a tremendous opportunity observing and learning how and what Moses did all those years.
我睇到呢个约书亚有一个机会，就系跟随摩西几多年啦。40年啱冇？喺40年入边咧，佢在呢度咧，俾佢有机会嚟学习到好多呢啲功课，特别跟呢个伟大嘅摩西嚟学好多嘅功课。
Point number two，
第二
，Joshua was one of the 12 spies. Only he and Caleb, another faithful servant of God, that shows complete confidence that God would help them conquer the land.
特別當以色列人摩西差派十二個呢個探子去探呢個迦南地嘅時候，只係兩個探子，就係約書亞同加勒。兩個呢個探子咧，對上帝好有信心，知道上帝會幫助佢哋嚟得勝呢個迦南地。
You see, many people think that prosperity and success come from having power, influential personal contacts, and relentless desire to get ahead.
我知道今日好多人以為講我係成功啊，你點樣可以成功咧？你一定有呢個權力，甚至你加一啲咧有影響人嘅呢個力量。甚至咧，你有一種貪心啊，在你身份，你貪心，你只會成功。呢啲睇法係現代人嘅睇法。
But God see in a different light. He taught a strategy for gaining prosperity that God taught Joshua goes against such criteria. He said to succeed, Joshua must one be strong and courageous because the task ahead would not be easy.
第一個所睇到呢個。約書亞佢所去成功嘅時候咧，佢所睇法同世界上嘅睇法唔一樣嘅。第一件事佢去做嘅咧就係咩咧？係剛強壯膽嘅嚟跟隨神啊，嚟面對呢個挑戰。
Point number two, obey God's law。
第二咧，係信服上帝嘅話語。
And number three, constantly read and study the book of the law that is God's word。
第三咧，佢去做咧就系咩？系时时去读，去思想呢、这个昼夜思想上帝嘅话就系圣经啦。
And therefore, these three points are also very important to us this morning.
但系呢三点咧，对我哋基督徒嚟讲都好重要嘅。
It is a good reminder and an encouragement for us this morning as we take note what God told Joshua.
咁我哋好感恩啊，都好得到鼓励时，上帝。今朝早上帝点样嚟同呢个约书亚所讲嘅话嚟
？Remember, you may not succeed by the world standard, but importantly, you will be a success in God's eye, and His opinion lasts forever.
咁样我哋知道咧，如果我哋嘅成功啊，不似好似世界上所睇嘅咁样，但系咧，如果我哋在神嘅眼中咧嘅成功咧啊。是永远的，所以在世入边嘅成功是永远的。
So you can see Joshua's remarkable life was filled with excitement, variety, success and honor.
所以我所睇到呢个约书亚佢一生入边我所睇见咧，佢嘅成功嘅时候咧，佢得到呢个尊荣嘅时候咧，系不得了噶。
And the Bible told us that he was known for his deep trust in God and as a man in whom is the Spirit, Numbers 27 and verse 18.
咁样去讲咧，我知道咧，我哋研究约书亚嘅时候咧，我就知道佢有一个深深相信、信靠我哋嘅主嘅呢个弟兄，佢系有神嘅灵嘅呢位弟兄。
Because why? As a youth, Joshua has lived through bitter realities of slavery in Egypt.But also witness the supernatural plagues and the miracles of the Israel escape from the army of the Egyptians when the waters of the sea was opened before them.
我哋睇到約書亞佢經歷一啲好特別嘅事，哦，佢做一件事就係咧，佢曾經係在埃及入邊做咩咧？做奴隸咁好，奴隸。然後咧，佢又睇到上帝咧用呢個十災嚟點樣？嚟罰呢啲埃及人，咁佢又睇到咩咧？睇到上帝藉著摩西嘅手裏邊開呢個紅海嘅水，所以佢嘅經歷咁多嘅事咧，嚟幫助佢甚至打仗啊呢件事咧，嚟幫助佢建立佢嘅信心。
So also in the Sinai Peninsula, it was Joshua who led the troops of Israel to victory over the Amalekites, which is recorded in Exodus.Chapter 17 verses 8 to 13.
咁佢又帶領以色列人在曠野嘅時候咧，在呢個西乃呢個半島入邊咧，同呢個亞瑪利人打仗。在出埃及記17:8嘅時候咧，講到佢得勝咗呢啲人。
He alone also was allowed to accompany Moses up to the holy mountain where the tablets of the law was received, Exodus chapter 24, verses 13 to 14.
佢系唯一一个人跟住摩西上到西乃山上高嘅时候咧，当时摩西系接受上帝嘅呢个十诫呢、这个石板咧，佢唯一佢一个咧，在嗰度同摩西一齐。
That's now our brother read Psalm 56 and verse 54. The psalmist say, "In God I trust."
特別在呢、这個頭先呢個詩篇五十四篇第四節嗰度講咩咧？講我信任我嘅神。
Brothers and sisters, this morning always remember all God's words are right and true. They can be trusted. The Bible is reliable.
第一件事我哋知道啦，就係咧，上帝嘅話語係真實嘅，並且咧係我哋信任嘅，我哋可以嚟依靠上帝嘅話。
See, the Bible is reliable because, unlike people, God does not lie, God does not forget or change His word or leave His promises unfulfilled.
我知道咧，聖經係上帝嘅話，唔係好似人咁樣。特別上帝唔會講騙話，啱冇？上帝唔會講騙話，咁樣佢都唔會改變，並且咧係會將佢嘅呢個應許成空。一定会成就。
So this morning we can indeed trust the Bible because it contains God's word of holy, trusty and unchangeable God.
所以我哋可以接住呢个圣经嘅，今日可以灵识到呢个圣经系啲咩咧？佢入边嘅圣经上帝嘅话系圣洁嘅，系值得我哋信任嘅，佢系不改变嘅。
Wow, God is completely trustworthy.
意思系讲上帝系。完全值得我哋信任嘅。
Also, his intention never change.
咁佢嘅心意系不会改变嘅。
So God is not just the coordinator of natural forces; He is the Lord of creation, the Almighty God.
咁我哋知道上帝不是一个自然界嘅力量，唔系单单咁样。我哋知道我哋嘅上帝系创造天地嘅，包括呢个自然咧，都系上帝所创造嘅。
So because of all powerful, we should respect him in what we do, and the plans of the Lord will stand firm forever.
咁我哋知道咧，上帝系全能嘅，我哋应该嚟尊敬佢，特别今日好似咁样，我嚟敬拜佢，将一切嘅荣耀嚟交俾佢，永永远远嘅嚟信任佢。
My question to ask this morning is, do you feel that your life is too complex for God to understand?
今日我要问一个问题，就系咧，我哋嘅生活当中咧，系咪有好多嘅呢啲冲突咧，在生活当中
？Just a reminder, God created the entire universe, and therefore nothing is too difficult for Him.
咁我系记得一件事，记得上帝是创造呢个宇宙嘅呢个上帝，冇一件事对系讲系难成嘅、难做嘅。
God created us, He is alive today, and His love is bigger than any problem or problems.
所以上帝系一个创造我哋嘅上帝，咁样佢今日活着，佢嘅爱系超过我哋嘅呢个困难，或者我哋嘅呢个比我哋嘅困难更加大，嗬。佢嘅爱系超过我哋嘅困难。
And always remember very importantly, God has given each of us a purpose for living, and we can trust Him, trust God to guide us.
就好似上帝咧，在我哋生命当中，佢有一个心意，佢有一个目的，使我哋活着可以完全嘅信靠佢。
For example, like Noah, all right, who submitted his trust completely to God to give him patience.During those difficult times, we too must have the same attitude and wait for God's leading hand to lead and guide us through when facing moment or moments of uncertain difficulties.
咁啊，我知道我哋要学习好似挪亚咁样，佢完全嘅将佢嘅信任放在神嘅呢度，信任去忍耐面对一切嘅困难，特别佢所面对嘅呢啲。困难嘅事，在嗰度等候上帝嘅带领引导佢，特别去面对好多 不知道前面是怎样的，但他都这样的信靠他。
In conclusion,
最后结论了。
Just as Joshua patiently trusting God to lead and guide him all the way leading the Israelites, this morning, we too are reminded to have the same attitude.
我们想到这个约书亚呢，他很有耐心的忍耐的来信靠他的主，并且呢相信上帝去带领他，带领以色列人进入这个迦南地。所以今早上我们被记得，我们应该有这样的心态来信任依靠我们的主。
We know that patience is one of the hardest way one can possess or have.
但是我们知道一件事，就是忍耐这件事是一个最难的一个功课，也是最难拥有的得到的。
And we have advice or a verse from Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 and 2, it says, we are told, let us lay aside every weight of weaknesses and sin that which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
就好似希伯来书十二章第一节到第二节咁样讲，我哋既要许多嘅见证人，如同云彩围住我们，就当放下各样嘅重担，脱弃荣誉缠绕我们的罪，全心忍耐，放奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在他面前的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍耐忍受十字架的苦难，便坐在上帝宝座的右边。
So in a way, the Christian life involves hard work.
所以我们知道基督徒的生命呢 有一些努力 去做的事。
It requires us to give up whatever endangers our relation with God, to run patiently, and to struggle against sin with the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以他要求我们什么呢？特别要求我们对一些面对挑战的时候，要叫我们放弃什么呢？放弃那些罪啊！这个是一个很重要的，要放弃这个罪，以用信心忍耐信心忍耐来依靠我们的主，忍耐靠着圣灵的能力来得胜。
So as Christian, in order to live effectively, we must keep or focus our eyes on Jesus.
所以我们要将我们的眼目不是看地上，看什么呢？仰望耶稣基督。
We should be running for Christ, not ourselves.And we must always keep him in sight.
所以我们要不要只看自己，要仰望他，不要想自己，仰望他，永远将他放在我们眼里面。
You see, brothers and sisters, it's very easy. It's very easy when we face hardship and discouragement. It is very easy to lose sight of the big picture.
当我们遇到困难的时候，很多时候我们很容易的看不到这个大的图画。
It's very difficult to focus on God and see what He is telling us.
我们最困难的时候，很多时候我们忘记了上帝爱我们做什么。
But I would like to encourage us this morning, we are not alone.
但我要跟大家说，鼓励大家，我们不是孤单一个人，不是一个人，我们有这么多人，我们不是孤单一个人。
There is always help.
永远会得到帮助。
Christian will be praying for you. God is beside you. Call him and he will answer us.
所以我们基督徒呢会为你祈祷，不是你一个人，并且呢我们大家一起来呼求我们的上帝来帮你。
The Bible has told us many instances. Many have already made through life during and enduring far more difficult circumstances that we face or have experienced.
咁啊！咧圣经有好多个例子咧，帮助我哋，特别佢哋遇到比我哋更加 大的这个问题，更加大的困难，他们都得胜了。
You see, suffering is a training ground for Christian maturity.
咁我知道咯，苦难咧系最训练我哋基督徒，俾成为成熟嘅一个基督徒。
我讲少少讲苦话啊！我有一个时期咧，我就同个夫人啊去马来西亚嗰时去聊啊，一阵间啊，嗬，唔系耐啊。咁样嗰阵时咧，有嗰个咩沙
啊？
有嗰啲 flu 啊，
病一个病症。
哦、啊，咁样细佬唔知道，咁咪坐行落去咯。哇，好欢喜啊！又有得食，又出有 bus 坐咁样。翻到嚟咧，咁样有一个朝早咧，真系噶。我咁样有阵时咧会起身啦，我会听到我耳仔点样讲啊？click 一声，
有个声音。
喂，大佬啊，咁样我就呢度。我媽個夫人講：，喂，你媽講話好似是，於是冇咗咯，喂，聽唔到咯，即是聾咗咯，係嘛？咁樣冇想嗰日，我就走去個大醫生啊，好貴個大醫生，佢就媽我試啊，哎呀，阿銀先生唔使驚嘅，會有得救嘅，講幾個巴仙啊，佢講80%啊，喂老友啊，80%係好犀利噶咯，有得救噶咯，係咪？有得救噶啦，哇，小弟好歡喜啊！咁佢攞一支嗰啲嘢咧，哇咁大支真系嚇死人喎！佢咪扯碌落我個耳仔嗰度喎，陰公！咁樣咩入落去嗰時又喂痛嘅喎，佢咪打麻醉針俾我咯，咪打咩攞翻出嚟喎？咁等幾日前咯喎，咁咪又試外去咯係咪？我醫生啊，有得救啊！哎呀，顏先生你唔好咁擔心啦，唔好咁憂咁樣，慢慢嚟嘅，慢慢嚟啊！喂，耳仔係我嘅喎，唔係你嘅喎，我咁樣講啊，唔敢買嘅醫生嚟㗎，係咪？啊，咁樣落到去咧，我忽然間我喺個教堂嗰時咧，我遇到一個咩教堂咧，我又咁樣傾啦。係我顏長老你嘥氣，你去嗰度做咩㗎？冇得救㗎啦！咁樣我咪係冇得救嘅咯。咁樣嗰陣時我真係啊～好好似好猛整好咩咁样，我感谢主。咁过咗一日系咁样咧，我就慢慢 accept 点讲啊，
接受
啦。咁样好似讲啊，我阿妈牧师讲话，若果呢个我听唔冇咩真啊，我阿妈系咁样讲，系听到咯。啊，系咁样噶。嗰我真系嗰阵时真系好重火不，我感谢主，因为我慢慢祈祷祈祷，变咗而家。OK 咗啦，系嘛？系啫，我洗车，哎呀，洗车啦，后唔知系反个月头啊，猛个头，
洗
揸车，揸车系啦，揸车系啦，啊，我啲广府话就系咁样噶啦，揸车咁咯，咁样我就唔知睇快咯，慢咧，咁我夫人成日喺我后尾啦，后尾嗰个车风车唔好个揸车，风车又 dot 我喎，咁样我夫人讲，喂。后尾 dot 你喎，咁 dot 咪 dot 咯，我都听唔到嘅，哇激死佢真系，咁我洗慢啲咁样行，祝我感谢主真系，呢种真系一个好人士咁样，我走去马来西亚，唔关事马来西亚啊，系我家件事啊，咁样出嚟有嗰个沙咁样咧，咁样一日咁样滴，咁咪滴咗去咯，冇得而家救。至于佢系讲医生讲嘅，差唔多系72、76咁样嘅本事。啊，唔错噶啦，嗬，咁样我唔使用手嚟指你指督督地嗬，啊，系咁样，咁样就 ，so when we face hardship and discouragement, it is easy to lose sight of the big picture. But remember, we are not alone. There is always help.
所以记得啦，我哋遇到困难嘅时候咧，我哋好容易失去呢个信心啦，啊，所以我哋系记得一件事咧，我哋会失去呢个信心嘅时候，我哋系。记得上帝会听我哋，上帝会听我哋，啊！上帝会听我哋，甚至咧，我哋会为佢，大家一齐为佢祈祷，可以得到呢个帮助。
So many have really made it through life by the grace of God, we can do。
所以咧，我哋感谢主，我哋可以在人生中经过嘅时候咧，是因为上帝嘅恩典教我哋用。
Another important thing is suffering is a training ground for Christian maturity。
记得一件事，再讲一次，这个苦难咧系训练我哋基督徒成为成熟嘅一个基督徒。
It also develops patience and make final victory sweet and success。
然后呢我们忍耐呢够长的时候呢，会使我们会最后会成为一个甜蜜的一个德性。
We know all parents, we discipline our children for their own good.
一样呢，我们训练我们的小孩啦，我们叫他做什么的时候，训练他，为了他的好处。
So therefore, it is necessary as parents to discipline our children due to disobedience or things done that will harm them and correct and train him learn what is right.
那么我们训练他呢，特别是知道他，特别他不信服的时候呢，他受到伤害的时候呢，那他就学到这个功课，那么改变他，训练他做得一个啱的事。
So at the same time,
一样的，
it is never pleasant to be corrected and disciplined by God.
我知道当上帝在训练我们的时候，改变我们不是一件好，你自己不是觉得一件好欢喜的事。
But remember, brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹记得了，
Discipline from God is a sign of His deep love for us.
但是上帝训练我们的时候，激励我们的时候呢，是因为他爱我们，不是他恨我们。
Remember, when God corrects you, corrects us, see it's a proof of His love and ask Him what is He trying to teach you.
当上帝爱改变我们来俾我哋进步嘅时候咧，我相信佢爱我哋。第二件事，我讲到底我在呢件事上学到咩功课
？Now the other thing we can think differently. Number two, we may respond discipline in several ways.
咁样上帝嘅呢个训练我哋嘅时候咧，我哋用另有几个方面我哋可以嚟睇嘅。
A，
第一
，we can accept it with resignation, give up。
第一个我哋可以讲，我放弃，我乜都唔做啦。
Number two, we can accept it with self-pity, thinking really we don't deserve it.
或者我们自己好像自怜那样，哎呀，为什么我会这样呢？你接受成为呢，说我不应该这样，我应该更好，为什么我现在这么惨呢？你说我们可以这样想。
Worst thing, three, we can be angry and resentful toward God.
第三个呢，可能我们的态度是什么呢？我们很憎上帝，好嬲上帝，系反上帝。
But number four is the best as I look at it is we can accept gratefully as the appropriate response we owe a living father。
咁第四个一个方法系最好噶啦，就系我哋接受有一个感恩嘅心咧嚟接受，呢个系回应我哋嘅上帝嘅爱。
So this morning we can learn that。God is not only a disciplinary parent, but also a demanding coach who pushes us to our limits and requires our life to be disciplined.
所以上帝唔系一个训练师啊，嚟训练我哋。其实咧，上帝佢俾我哋呢个苦难咧，嚟俾我哋到最尽头嘅时候咧，使我哋最活着在呢度咧，得到呢个更好嘅训练。
If you do it yourself, you will be fatal.
咁如果我哋以为自己嚟做嘅话，我哋一定失败嘅。
Then we can follow the Lord Jesus Christ to accomplish as it were and draw strength in Christ.
所以你亲近耶稣啊，靠住耶稣，从佢嗰度咧得到呢个力量嚟面对呢个困难。
And not only that, with the experiences we can use our growing strength to help those around us who are weak and struggling.
咁我哋得胜咗之后咧，我仲可以用我哋嘅经验咧嚟帮助嗰啲在苦难当中或者系在呢个挣扎当中嘅人咧，使佢哋都可以得胜。
In Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 and 6 reminds the leader to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Take note of the word in English, lean, L-E-A-N, lean.Not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
特别在这个箴言书第三章五到六节这样讲，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
See, leaning, 是吗？Leaning has a sense of putting your whole weight on something and resting and trusting on the person or thing.
所以呢度懷疑係講認定，其實認定係咩咧？將成個人好似靠過去啊，將所有力量放到去嗰度去靠住佢嚟得到幫助。
So when we have an important decision to make, sometimes we feel we can't trust anyone. Sad to say, not even God.
有時候我哋遇到一個好艱難決定嘅事嘅時候咧，我哋好難信任其他嘅人，甚至我哋對神都冇咁樣嘅信任。
Let us be reminded, brothers and sisters, this morning that God knows what is best for us.
但係記得一件事，我提醒大家，我哋只有上帝知道我哋最需要係咩，最係得到咩。
He is a better judge of what we want and even we are.
所以佢係最好嘅呢個判斷者，我哋可以嚟信靠佢。
So let us trust him completely in every choice we make.
嗱，我俾我哋每一次做咩決定嘅時候，我哋全心嘅嚟信靠佢。
We should not omit careful thinking or belittle God given ability to reason, but we should not trust our own ideas.And exclusion of all others.
好唔好？当自己系一个世神，我可以决定所有嘅嘢。我哋嚟信靠我哋嘅主。
We have decisions to make each day, each moment. Let us commit to God in prayer. Use the Bible as your guide, and then follow God's leading.
所以我哋每一日去面对好多嘅呢个选择，我哋做啲决定。所以俾我哋可以嚟祈祷，接住圣经嘅话。然后咧，信靠上帝嘅带领。
He will make your path straight, both guiding and protecting you.
咁样佢带领我哋所行呢条直路，引导我哋，并且保护我哋。
Finally,
最后
，Christian race has just begun for the year 2019.
所以咧，我哋基督徒嘅人生嘅路正话2019年嚟开始啦。
And I would like to present you two verses taken from Philippians chapter 3.Verses 13 to 14.
如果你有圣经，可以同我一起打开腓立比书，
verses
第三节
，verses 13 to 14。
十三节，第三章13到14节。好的。
Yes.
Okay, 我读下。
I read first, sorry. And this verse says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do." Forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto the things which are before. Verse 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书第三章十三到十四节，第三章十三到十四节讲，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前。向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我们嚟的赏赐。
So one thing we can do, don't dwell too much on the past. Instead, grow in the knowledge of God by concentrating on your relation with Him now.
所以我哋唔好成日想到以前啊，旧事啊，系讲咧，你系咩咧？你系在上帝嘅呢个真理上咧，嚟进步，并且咧。建立同佢嘅之间嘅呢个关系
，and realize that you are forgiven, and then move on to a life of faith and obedience.
所以你会记得一件事，你会咩咧？得到赦免你可以从信心入边成长并且顺服佢。
And finally, look forward to a fuller and more meaningful life because your hope, my hope.Is in Christ.
所以我哋去仰望特别将来嘅一切仰望咧因为我哋嘅信心系在耶稣基督入边。
Let us pray.
一齐祈祷。
Our dear God, our loving Father.
我们在天上的阿爸父。
We thank you for your timely reminder for 2019.
我多谢主你接住呢个2019年嘅呢个开始嘅时候嚟提醒我哋。
We thank you that you are God Almighty.
我多谢主你，因为你是一个全能的上帝。
You love us.
你爱我哋。
And we pray that you will continue to strengthen us each day, each moment, even throughout the whole year of 2019.
我哋信靠你，知道你会俾我哋力量嚟面对呢个2019年。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.